The Namekagon River is part of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, a pristine, undeveloped area. Even so, National Park Service planning specialist Jill Medlin says several pipelines, bridges, and power lines already cross the St. Croix Riverway. So the Park Service staff is recommending the high-powered transmission line cross where a lower-powered line already exists. The public has until the beginning of June to comment on the proposal. She says about a dozen comments are against the plan so far.
Oh, they're, you know, just opposed to the project in general due to its impact on the environment. And they are also making comments specific to the impacts to the river itself.
One group that's opposed to the line is the River Alliance of Wisconsin. Alliance Director Denny Caniff prefers the line not cross the Namekagon because it is a national scenic riverway. But he says using an existing crossing is his second choice.
Yeah, that would be as acceptable as a bad thing could get. It just cheapens that designation. I mean, wild and scenic is supposed to mean it.
American Transmission Company would set the power poles back out of view from the river and pay the National Park Service between $2 and $4 million as an impact fee. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.